Well, hello there, you good. Sorry, hello. Start again. Well, hello there, you good and wonderful folk of Audioboo Facebook and Twitter. Roddy Jenkins with you once again. On a somewhat cold Wednesday evening. I can't, this present moment in time, give you an exact temperature reading, except it's probably around about a freezing mark. I don't know, maybe a bit more, maybe a bit less. I'm not too sure. Nevertheless, it is pretty nippy. It's on us here on a Wednesday evening, and it's, I've just had a bit of an interesting day. I've been to a workshop today down in Weston Supermare. We've just come back. It's organised by the RNIB, Action for Blind People, and so I've just left them, having got off the minibus back from Weston, back here to Bevanstone, Bristol. And it was a really sort of health and well-being day for people that are vision impaired, blind, partially sighted, sight loss. He didn't have a sight, there was something that said he didn't have a sight loss, but he came along to sort of see. And it was interesting to hear from his sort of point of view. And I feel, I mean, yeah, I'm registered partially sighted, but to Joe Blogs on the street, I can get about without too much trouble, excuse the wind, and but sometimes, yeah, sometimes a bit on others. Yes, I do have a folding white stick. It's in my coat pocket as we speak, and it does mean that if I need to use that, I feel I'd have to confess I'm loath to use it, because I don't really, part of me sort of thinking, well, I don't really want to, you know, draw attention to the fact that I have a disability. And sometimes it works in your favour, you know. And sometimes it doesn't. I think it's horses or courses, really. Depends on the, largely on the situation, I suppose. Anyway, we went down there. So it works organised by the blind, so it's not even the blind, really, because it was organised by a counsellor who herself has been blind. Well, I think she said at birth, then. And I met another counsellor who I'd dealt with in the past. So I'm just going to cross the road here. In the past, down at the RNIB. And it was interesting to see Lorraine again and catch up with her and meet like-minded people, most of which have got very bad forms of eyesight. There was one person there, and yeah, she literally went to bed one night, Friday night I think it was, Saturday morning, couldn't see a thing. Could not see a thing. And her husband was there with her, sister Carol. He was really understandably panicking, thinking, well, good bloody hell, was my wife? He was worse you've ever seen. They went to, he's going to figure the wind, folks, but they went to, obviously, to the doctor. And, oh, yeah, do this, do that, but see you later on, sort of thing. Come back, and I'm thinking, why would you send a patient that has apparently lost their sight away? Should we be saying, right, come, let's get you down to the eye hospital and let's get you checked over and all the rest of it. I think she can see something now. Yeah, part of her sight did come back. But there are people that just, they're told, oh, well, that's it. Sorry, nothing we can do. You've got to lump it. And that seemed to be a lot of the, please forget the weather. There seems to be a lot of the issues raised is that they don't feel that there's support out there. Apart from the RNIB in Action for Blind People, obviously. But yeah, there's no, yeah, if you go to the doctor, you see the consultant at the eye hospital, for example, that's like, oh, you've got X, Y, and Z, yeah, glaucoma or meniscus, well, I don't know, can't pronounce half the terminologies, but if you've lost your sight, it's kind of, yeah, tough, yeah, sorry, it's nothing to do, you've got a lump, it. But there's no support there to think, okay, well, how do I adapt? You know, how do I change my routine, my life, to cope with loss of vision, loss of sight, and what have you? So anyway, that was part of the things we were looking at. How do people, you know, get out and about and so, right, okay, well, okay, we're going to make changes, basically, because said situation is now bad. And it basically meant that you've got to sort of say, okay, I've got to adapt my life. Can I cope? And one person was unfortunate because not only did she get helped by the consultant, so what? So not a lot we can do about your sight to save it. But then she lost her husband after 60. I mean, she's a very sprightly lady, you know, I think she's in her 80s actually. Don't look it at all. I mean, so something, if I look that good, well, I'm in my 80s, I'd be, I think, halfway there. But, well, impressed. But, yeah, she then loses her husband after 63 years of marriage. So she's got a double whammy, and she, I felt, okay, she broke down, she recalled the story, and recalled what happened. I thought, wow, here's somebody that's a little double whammy kind of thing, you know, in, yeah, two major, major factors, you know, in her life, in a short space of time. As you say now, talk to people, and I think she said a widow got in touch with her shortly after her husband died and said, listen, what you need to do is you need to go out every single day and you need to talk to somebody. Even as the milkman, even as the shopkeeper, go and talk to somebody, pass by on the street. Just go and say, talk to somebody, anyone. Even as I sort of say, passing the time of day, saying, God, isn't it cold today? Whatever, which would be pretty out for the moment. But it was just that sort of thing. And then we also had, this is a real draw for me anyway, was like a neck and shoulder massage and head massage, and that was really nice. And he came back after 20 minutes of that, and he just, you were on like that cloud nine, I tell you, you really were walking on air. And I don't need to just say that I came out of the massage session and then we had lunch. It was all laid on for us. We had very, very delicious tomato soup followed by sandwiches. And which you could have if you wanted, quiche for those who wanted it, or sausage roll. Also these chicken drumsticks. And the problem with the chicken drumsticks was they always had this sort of sticky, very, very sticky sort of sweet and sour type sauce. Which was so sticky that, you know, it most of it came off my fingers. So when I tried to wipe my hands on my napkin, my napkin looked like something that came out of a water. So I might have overdone it just a wee bit. So in the end, I thought, okay, I think I threw in the towel on that one and resigned to eating said drumstick with a knife and fork. So that's that easier, actually. And obviously, during the day, we'd had tea and coffee and biscuits. And obviously, in the interests of fairness, obviously, because they selected biscuits, they were, digestive, bourbon creams, jammy dodgers, and hobnobs. And obviously, in the interest of fairness, I did have one of each. Okay? Just so the others didn't feel left out. Okay? So that's what we did. So that's. And we just had discussions, how do you cope with things? And they were sort of, oh, well, I do X, Y, and Z. Are there any tips that people might have? And like travel, or if you go to, for example, if you go to the cinema, or the theatre, then you can get a friend in for free as a carer. I think it happens with if you go to sort of monuments and stuff like that, with English Heritage, for example. And so it was interesting. You know, you met some people. I suppose probably the youngest, give or take. Well, bar the exception of the two guys doing the people doing the massage. Probably the youngest by a long shot, by about 12, 10 years or so. Always when that you go to these groups, you find you're the youngest by a mile. And anyway, it was a really, really good time, and we got back. I hadn't slept well the night before. Partly because I was worried about a dear good friend, and partly because I was always conscious that we had an early start. And although I was always panicking about oversleeping, I think it's always something that you always worry about oversleeping. We crossed the road, and I'm pleased to tell you we'll be good, but pleased to tell you we'll be better. Pleased to tell you that I'm nearly home. It's brilliant. So, two more streets to walk up, and then we will be home, woodbound, home sweet home, all the rest of it. And I think I'm running pretty close to the end of this 50-minute audio boo. So I'm going to take this opportunity before we get cut off to say adidas and slán and farewell for now, and I hope to speak to you all very, very shortly indeed. I'll try not to sneeze, might help. So the dog's off, obviously. Me walking past and me sneezing, but there you go. Anyway, thanks for listening. And hold my hand, falls off through coldness. I will chat to you good folks very soon. Take care. Bye bye for now. Last few yards up the street. And anyway, yes, I will bid you a fond farewell. Not quite 50 minutes, but it's almost. And I'll catch you good folks, as I say, very shortly indeed. Don't forget to follow me, audioboo.fm / Roddy Jenkins, RJ. And I will see you next time. We will chat soon. Bye-bye for now. Bye.